From Spark and Anvil and NeuroQuest, this is Veer, in Chapter 1 of the NeuroQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Veer is a small caribou tween, warm gray-brown with a cream belly, in a chunky traveler vest, a tiny migration map tucked in his pocket, and a test validation card always in paw. Veer is curious about new places, and he has one favorite question. Trained here, tested here, now go somewhere new. Does it still know the way? That's his whole craft, generalization, whether a smart machine can use its old lessons in a new place. Lots of kids think, if my robot got 95% right in practice, it'll get 95% in the real world. But not always. Sometimes the robot just memorizes the practice answers instead of learning the rules. That's overfitting. Memorizing isn't learning, Veer says, tapping his map. Using what you know somewhere new, that's learning.
The way you catch overfitting, Veer explains, is you hide some of the data. Split your pile three ways. A big train pile to practice on, a validation pile for warm-up quizzes, and a test pile you never peek at until the very end. Then you watch for the symptoms. Overfitting, aces the practice, flops the hidden test. It memorized the exact questions, like a student who studied only the practice sheet. Underfitting, flops both. It didn't learn anything at all. The sweet spot, does great on practice and great on the hidden test. Scores almost the same. Real learning happened. There's a trick called regularization, Veer adds, that stops a robot from trying to memorize every tiny leaf, so it learns the big branches instead and generalizes better. And watch for distribution shift. A robot that learned all about cats will get confused by dogs because dogs are just too different from what it saw. That's not the robot's fault. It never saw a dog, which is why you never get overconfident. The world keeps changing, so you keep checking.
When Veer was 12, he went to NeuroQuest, where Sift, a wise old caribou, asked him, "What is generalization?" Veer stood tall. "Trained here, tested here. Now go somewhere new. Does it still know the way? Memorizing isn't learning. Working on new data is." "That's generalization." Sift smiled. "You are appointed."
Veer's workshop was full of blinking lights. He showed a small robot that learned to sort a pile of blocks, data set A. Watch. The robot sorted all of data set A perfectly.
100%! Looks great!
Then, Veer handed it a new hidden pile, data set B, and the robot sorted only 40% right, dropping blocks everywhere. See? It just memorized data set A. It never learned how to sort. That's overfitting. Then he showed a second robot, trained on the same dataset A, but with the regularization trick. It got 95% on dataset A, not perfect, but good, and then 88% on the hidden dataset B. The scores are close. This robot really learned. It can sort new blocks, too. That's real generalization. Then he taught the whole discipline as one traveler's habit. Always test on data you held out and hid. Compare the hidden score to the practice score. A big drop means it memorized. Ask whether the new place is even like the old one. Distribution shift. And never, ever trust a machine that only ever saw the old stuff. Overfitting on your first try is normal, he added. Good generalization just takes care.
So, the scary part, sending it somewhere new to find out, is actually the important part? A student asked. The most important part, Veer said, and his eyes went warm and glad. Because that question, the not knowing, the going somewhere new, was the part he loved most. It made him feel curious and awake and a little bit brave, that jittery and excited feeling all at once. Right before you find out. That feeling right there, he said softly, tapping his map one last time.
the excited, nervous one, before you know if it still knows the way, that's the best part. Don't be scared of it. Follow it. That curious, awake, excited, nervous, follow it into new territory feeling, braver than the false comfort of the practice score, was to Veer the whole reason it was worth going somewhere new to find out.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Veer. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.